This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A report in the current issue of the Annals of Internal Medicine says the number of doctors in the U.S. is not keeping up with population growth. And the report predicts a dire shortage by the year 2020. NPR's Patricia Naimond has the story.
The consequences sound grim. Longer waits for doctors, especially if you don't have an emergency, and especially for high-tech specialties like cardiology and radiology. Dr. Richard Cooper directs the Health Policy Institute at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He suggests that as the population grows, so too does the amount of money spent on health care.
That's what people want, and they want it much more than anything else in their lives. They value their health and the health of their families more than anything else.
The demand is there, says Cooper, but not the supply. Every year, the U.S. trains about the same number of doctors as those who retire. In addition, he says, the amount of time new doctors are willing to dedicate to work is a lot less than it was 20 years ago. Many prefer 9-to-5 schedules, and many, says Cooper, take even more time off.
We have more women physicians, and they're wonderful physicians, but they tend to work fewer hours than men used to work. They take time off to have babies. They take time off sometimes for child rearing activities. They like to work part-time, not all women, but many.
Cooper says there aren't enough doctors now, and he predicts that by the year 2020, the country will be short 200,000 doctors. That's good reason, he says, to put more money into training more doctors.
This isn't something you can fix in a minute. We can't say, oh, right, we need more doctors. Okay, we're going to go train more doctors, and we'll have them next Wednesday. I mean, if we begin today, it takes 4 years for medical school and about 4 to 5 years in residency training. So already we're looking at close to 10 years before the first doctor could come out of training.
But in an editorial in the same issue, Dr. Harold Sox raises cautions. Sox is the journal's editor. He takes issue with Cooper's formula for predicting a doctor shortage. He says there are too many unknowns. For one, it's not clear that older people in the future will need as much health care as older people today.
That assumes that older people are going to be as sick in the future with the future type of health care as they've been in the past. And there's every reason to believe that people, in fact, are becoming less and less disabled as they get older, as now as they compared with 10 or 15 years ago.
Sox says more research needs to be done before making major investments in medical schools. And he adds this discussion is an important one, one that will hopefully now be debated. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.